here at the 2019 Big Bright Minds gathering in Durham, North Carolina.
The tail end of it.
The tail end of it. I think you're going to actually be my closer.
Yeah.
Close out our coverage of our coverage here at the Big Bright
Minds. It's the finale. The sort of, you know, everyone's been waiting for this
one. Exactly. It's, yeah, it's the, what's that called when the
Encore.
The rock Encore, yes. Everyone has their Bic lighters up. Now, well, now they just hold up their phones.
True.
No more Bic lighters, it's phones. But anyway, this is the encore of our coverage here.
I'm honored.
Greg Hammerman from Larkey. I was going to say Greg Larkey from Hammerman.
You can do that.
Okay.
We're thinking of changing the last name.
Really?
The kids are against it. We'll see.
How would you like to be a Larkey?
Yeah, we were
You would like
them.
That.
I would. It'd be good.
All right.
Good marketing. It's good.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. So, the obvious question I start out with is how'd that conference go for you? We're all done. Everyone's gone their ways.
Actually, are people listening? Can we talk in private? I want to make sure that, you know.
Yeah, nobody's watching.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, Filene does a really, really, really good job.
Oh, yeah.
I think the thing that's unique about it is we go to a lot of events, and there's a lot of good organizations in the industry.
Oh, yeah.
It is a thought-provoking event. The speakers are talking about topics that are important to the credit union industry, and it spills over into the non-sessions. You go to lunch with people, you go to the event last night that was lots of fun, and people are talking about what are solutions to debt, what are solutions to, you know, savings, how can these things work? And so people are taking what we're talking about in the rooms and bringing them out already into their lives. So it's really cool, and it's fun, and it's a great group of people.
Well, and you look at the speakers, and you're looking at the line of like, what does that have to do with credit unions? And typical Filene fashion, they connect the dots.
They do.
And
they
so do. It's wonderful. And it's wonderful. And then they actually connect it through the day's activities, the workshops, the day away field trips and stuff like that. So it's really cool.
I got
cool
to go to IBM yesterday. Huh?
Congratulations.
Cool.
Well, let's talk about that. How'd that go?
That was good. The field trip I went on was about data. And obviously in this day and age, there's a lot more data that's being collected about all of us. And that can be very core to credit unions and the way they work with their members. And it can be core to lots of other places in our life. So it was interesting. We had a talk here for about an hour talking about data and getting into some privacy things. And then went to IBM and heard their take on data and privacy and artificial intelligence and machine learning and all kinds of interesting things people are doing with data.
What was the one takeaway that you...
One takeaway?
I know there's probably a dozen or more, but was there one thing that kind of stood out for you or something that you would want to share?
I think we just had a very interesting point, and they did talk about this a bit at IBM, where there's a trade-off of what people are willing to give so that they have a different experience because there's data available, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, is it, you know, people are very concerned about what data is shared, and I'm in that group, I'm also concerned about it.
Yeah.
But there are people who enjoy services that are because they're sharing their data, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I listen to Pandora. Pandora is its own ecosystem, but it knows what kind of music I like.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say, play a mix for me, it's a mix of songs that I like. And
right
it's
on.
Because they're using my data in smart ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more and more, and I think this is coming back to the credit union space, that people are expecting those customized experiences. You should know me. I've got my money in an account with you. I've got my car loan with you. Don't talk to me about products and services that aren't a fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a willingness and an understanding that if I share some data, I can get a better experience from this relationship.
Exactly.
I think that's what's interesting about what we talked about yesterday and what's happening in this space.
Yeah, like for example, you have an auto loan through your credit union. Why are they sending me, you know, a flyer in the mail about your rates for an auto loan? So
very true.
Something
and
like that.
I have two young, not too young anymore, but 10 and 12 year old children. If they started talking to me about financing college, I'd be super interested.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be thinking, that's great. I don't want them to be creepy about it, but I want them to sort of stop talking to me about the car loan I already have with you. I already bought that product and start talking about the phase of the life that I'm in and what's going to be important to me. So I think, you know, privacy is a very, people have their own views on it. The one that sort of boggles my mind, I was given by my mother, actually. I hope she's not watching this. I know your audience is large, but hopefully
it's
my
very
mom
diverse.
Will watch this. I know.
My mom, I see, she's on here quite a bit.
Don't talk about my mom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But she gave us one of the genetic testing things of, like, you can see your heritage and your genealogy, and they're, you know, very popular. It was 23andMe, and my wife just... There's no way I'm going to send in my genetic information to a company that has a database of my genetic information. That's not a trade-off she is willing to make.
Right.
Those companies are large and successful, and there's many people that are like, oh, it's really cool, I learned about this. So that's where it gets to be a very personalized experience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share this data for learning this knowledge about your heritage? That's great if you choose to. It's fine if you don't. And I think that's how the decisions need to be made about, you know, even smart speakers. When that first became a phenomenon, people said, there's no way I'm going to let Google listen to every conversation in my house. And then there's a trade-off. There's convenience that you get from being able to say, you know, hey, Alexa, what's the weather tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And so people still, I understand some people don't want that experience at all, and they will never have one of those, but it's become a thing.
No doubt. Which kind of segues into one of the speakers yesterday talked about a whole lot of things. I think he worked for the Federal Reserve in St. Louis, the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis, Lowell, and I can't remember his last name off the top of my head. But anyway, he was a great speaker, talked about retirement, aging, and all that type of stuff. But one of the things that he brought up at the very end, I think it's during the Q&A with George, was data dividends. Mm-hmm. And that had to do with people. Okay, you give up your data, or you give up your information, but an organization would pay you for it.
Yeah.
A dividend. They give you back something for your information.
How much are you charging for this?
$1 million. A million.
This is happening. Like, the example I think of is there's auto insurance companies that they will, along with your policy, you can have a plug-in in your car that plugs into your car's port, and they track your driving habits. And if you are willing to give up that information of how fast you accelerate, how fast you brake, how tight you turn, where you go, you can get a discount on your
auto.
Really? Oh, yeah. So this is happening, and people have, it's not quite a dividend that's
getting
back to them.
It's not like, hey, here's $5.
But you can pay 95 instead of 100, so here's $5.
Right.
So that's out there. And again, it's that choice that people make of, I'm willing to share this data and I want some savings from it, some value from it, or I don't. You know, for us, as Larky, we work with a credit union in Utah that has, they have a discount at a ski resort in town. And if you pull up to the ski resort, it pops up on your phone and says, hey, you can save $15 on your lift ticket. And so that value that people are like, I wouldn't have remembered, I would have forgotten, $15, I'm here with my family, it's $60 really. Like, I will make that trade-off as long as I understand what the credit union's doing with my data, and they're not reselling it to anybody else, and as long as there's value provided for me. So it's back to that back and forth.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the credit union connection is there, but you spelled it out there for me. Thank you very much. There's one.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of them for sure.
Yeah, I mean, as we continue to go on as Larky, we started a lot with deals in the community, and we still do that and support local business, but credit unions are looking for unique experiences for their members. And as credit unions grow and their place in the community grows, we work with several now who have like naming rights for music venues or for football stadiums that's even happening.
Yeah.
And so they have this, what's the experience a member could have if they come to this place where we have branding, we have our name? Is there a shorter line for them? Is there a deal on concessions? Is there an experience where they can be on the field before the game or after the game?
Yeah.
And reminding people that, hey, you're part of this credit union, and there's something special for you in a way that people actually use it at the right time and place, not read about it and then forget about it 2 weeks later. There's value there.
Yeah, in exchange for the data. Not necessarily on the credit union side.
Yeah, well,
but
so, you know, one of the other topics that came up yesterday, we talked about data, is the regulations that have taken hold in Europe, the GDPR.
Oh, yeah,
California's got regulations, and New York's got regulations coming. And you know, as Larky, we think about these things, and we believe firmly in a lot of the tenets of those, which are, you have the right to know what's being collected. You should be able to say, show me what you're collecting about me. You have the right to say, I want that destroyed. And Google started to do this, and Facebook started to do this. You have the right to understand how they're going to use it. Why are you collecting this data about me?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're on the forefront of that. We're starting to work with credit unions and saying, you know, we don't collect 24/7 location information. We don't need it. It's not important to what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we want to know if someone goes to the ski resort so we can tell them they get a discount or they go to the stadium, but we're not doing that. And we're never selling data, and we don't want credit unions to sell data either. So,
so
all that stuff is important.
Indeed, as we go into 2020.
Yes.
Or it's going to be another phenomenal year, I hear already. So,
What you're always
do you guys
optimistic.
Have? I am optimistic about
it. I think it is going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year for
us. Even though those recession rumors are kind of lurking about, I think credit unions can rise above that and continue to do what they do best.
I think so. And I think even with the fear of recession, I think there's a lot of opportunities for credit unions to help out when there's challenging times ahead. I mean, somebody, one of the speakers there was talking about, it wasn't a recession, but they had home emergency flooding in their house, and their credit union gave them a 0% interest loan because credit unions want to help, and it was a low-risk loan to make, and it was helping their community. So now for us, we're continuing to work more and more with technology providers to bundle in Larky's services into the mobile banking app because that's already out there, it's already deployed.
Right.
And then to think more with the financial institutions we work with of how can we add value for members. How can we talk to them about things that are relevant to their lives and stop promoting a car loan for the product they already have from us, but promote other things that are useful.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot to offer for sure.
Yeah.
And we learned a lot about it here today, or yesterday and today.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Or anything else to add? Greg Larkey from Hammerman, or Greg Hammerman from Larkey?
just happy to be here, happy Filene does this, and appreciative for it,
cool.
and the work you do.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and I wish you much success
and
next year as well, and we will see you in the new year, for sure.
I'm betting at GAC, if not before then.
If not before. All right, sir, there
thank
he is.
Thank you very much.
Greg Hammerman from Larkey.
Or Greg Larkey.
From Hammerman, whichever you prefer.